tonight at 3 o'clock Central, Saturday on the SEC Network. To ask a question for Coach Morris, please press star 1 on your telephone's keypad now. And Coach, we're waiting on questions. If you could take a moment to comment on your team as they enter the season opener.
Well, we've had a really productive fall camp, and it's something that I've been very proud of where this football team is and the growth that's happened during camp, and it started back in January with the commitment level of this entire football team and the challenges that we faced through winter conditioning and into spring ball, which led into summer work and player-led workouts, and you know, everything that we thought that this team needed to have happen, the earning of everything back and everyday counting mindset. When we got to fall camp, we realized that these guys have really, on their own, put in a lot of work. And so I was pleased with the way fall camp came out. We got more reps than we've ever gotten, developed more players than we've at whatever chart you're on, whatever depth chart level you're at. You've got quality reps, and that was something that was very beneficial for us. And so I know these guys, like everybody in the country right now, are ready to just start, have a starting point, put something on film, and we know that as the year progresses, our goal is to get better each and every week. And I'm excited to watch this football team and the dedication, the buy-in, the everyday mindset that these guys have put forth. I'm excited about having them this Saturday and watching what they can do.
Next is Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Tom.
Hey, Ben Hicks and some other guys described the Portland defensive front as like awkward and different, and so I was wondering if you could take us through maybe what you see from them scheme-wise, both on their defense and what they do offensively.
Well, they are. I mean, it is a flex defense, and that's, back in the day, that was a really popular defense, and they've done a great job of this is who they are, this is what they believe in, and they can do some things that can get your rules a little bit kind of off guard a little bit, but so you got to be on point with the way they align. But for the most part, though, that's kind of what their base is, and that's what they do. They like to play a lot of man coverage behind it. And when they do that, obviously you're gonna see pressure coming from different areas.
And then if you could, the availability of guys like C.J. O'Grady, Trey Knox, Cole Jackson, those guys, if you could update that, please.
Well, Colton Jackson, one is back. He went to practice yesterday. C.J. O'Grady was in the green yesterday, which means that he got reps all but any contact against an opponent. He did hit the sled a little bit yesterday, so just to see where he is today, I anticipate him playing. Trey Knox, again, we hope to have him back out at practice today and practicing with us. That's kind of our plan right now, but if that changes, then you know, maybe we'll get him back out there tomorrow.
Next is Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810.
Morning, Coach. How you doing today?
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you about the announcement yesterday that Arkansas and Missouri will be playing up here in Kansas City next year. Just kind of your thoughts on that, taking the game to a professional sports stadium, and kind of what it means for Arkansas to have a game up here in Kansas City, because I know there are a lot of folks in Kansas City who go to school at Arkansas as well.
Well, that's part of our recruiting footprint is, going into Missouri and with our brand and have an opportunity for our players to play in an NFL stadium. It's a great recruiting tool. I think it's a great thing, especially at the end of the year, Thanksgiving weekend. It gives an opportunity for fans in all areas to be able to come in and watch this ball game.
Thank you, Coach.
Next is Bob Hope, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bob.
As far as captains go, are you going to have like permanent captains it'll like be the coin toss guys each game? Are you going to rotate them, or where are you at with that?
Well, right now, our permanent three captains that we'll have are T.J. Smith, Scuda, and Sosa. And we've got other guys that are part of our leadership committee that will rotate in and out off of it until we solid in on three more captains.
So you have somebody from offense out there?
Yeah. Colton Jackson will be our captain this week. Colton will.
Okay, cool. Thanks.